If you haven't heard by now, Facebook is now offering over 50 gender options for its users to choose from. The change comes in response to petitions created by Facebook users who felt they couldn't accurately express who they were on the social media platform. The new list of options was developed with the help of GLAAD, a major LGBT advocacy group. Earlier, I spoke with Rich Ferraro, Vice President of Communications at GLAAD, to learn more about this new feature.
We've been working with Facebook on a range of issues related to safety and privacy for LGBT users for several years. Facebook, like so many brands, schools, and media outlets today, really has made LGBT inclusion a priority. And I think that's what you're seeing with this latest news. GLAAD provided suggestions to Facebook that gender nonconforming and transgender young people often use to develop their list of gender options. But it's my understanding that Facebook will be listening to user feedback from people in these communities to make sure that list is accurate and inclusive.
I know you mentioned some privacy concerns. What are some of the issues these type of community members have to face or deal with?
The latest report from GLSEN, which is an organization that works on behalf of LGBT young people, shows that we're living in a world where nearly half of LGBT youth report being harassed or bullied online. Sadly, in many places in America, it's not safe to be out and proud about who you are. So Facebook has created privacy settings around this field for users who might want their friends to know who their authentic selves are, but might not want their employers or their teachers or even their parents to know.
Even though we are in the year 2014, I feel there's still a lot of people who don't understand what much of this means. Do you mind explaining it in very simple terms, maybe what the difference is between sexuality and gender, or just what it is that makes gender so important to identify?
Sure. Sexual orientation is who you love, and gender identity is who you are. Not everyone fits into a box of male or female, and Facebook has broken new ground by making the platform inclusive and giving users the ability to tell their own story in their own words on Facebook. And this is not about the percentage of the user base who will not use this feature, but it's about the people who needed it, who felt obstacles of discrimination, violence, lack of understanding, and really deserve to be able to tell their own story in their own words on Facebook.
What should people know about the differences between these options?
I don't think you need to understand every single term on the list to understand what it means for LGBT youth to feel accepted and included. I think last week's announcement was received very well by the transgender community and the gender nonconforming communities, but that list is a work in progress, so you might see it expand.
Is there any other impact you think this may have on the transgender and gender nonconforming community members?
I think that these are populations in our country that are really underrepresented and almost invisible. Last week, for one of the first times, mainstream news outlets like CNN and MSNBC and the Associated Press were talking about gender nonconforming and transgender young people, and saying that they existed and that they were supported by one of our country's biggest brands and most innovative brands. I think you're going to see other corporations, other schools, and other media outlets start to pay attention to this community who, before last week, were relatively and sadly invisible.
That was Rich Ferraro, Vice President of Communications at GLAAD, talking to us about the new Facebook gender options.